Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Red Sox 10 and the Yankees 7 in the middle game. Ryan Yarbrough started the night strong. Didn't finish strong, but started strong. He froze Jarren Duran with an 87-mile-an-hour fastball to start the night. Then Rafael Devers lined a double to right center, but no problem for Yarbrough. Three pitches to rack up the next two outs. Got two former Yankees along the way. Rob Refsnyder, Carlos Narvaez, a fly ball, and a ground ball. On the flip side, Garrett Crochet, Red Sox ace, bringing his A game to the Bronx early. Bottom of the first inning, 1-2-3, couple of Ks, scoreless into the second inning, and Romy Gonzalez jumped on the first pitch from Yarbrough. Ground rule double to right center. Yarbrough did set down the next two after that. Gonzalez advanced to third, though, with two out on a Trevor Story grounder to short. But Yarbrough lost the number eight hitter. Seidon Rafaela, a 5-pitch walk. Rafaela was coming in red hot to this weekend, by the way. So runners at the corners, two out for Christian Campbell, and Campbell knocked a single through the hole. Right side of the infield, two out RBI knock for the number nine hitter, a 1-0 Boston lead. Yankees looking to strike right back against Crochet. Cody Bellinger, infield single to first. Where the first baseman Gonzalez ranged right to glove it when it should have been the second baseman Campbell's ball, but Bellinger legged it out nonetheless. Then a Crochet balk with Bellinger in motion got Belly to second. So even though Jason Dominguez struck out looking, LeMahieu worked the walk, and Bellinger stole third as LeMahieu drew the walk. Made it runners at the corners for Austin Wells. An opportunity for the Yankees, lefty versus lefty. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's first pitch, driven deep to right. Going back, and it is in the stands, the third row, a three-run homer for Austin Wells. And the Yankees take a 3-1 lead here in the second inning. Wellesley with his 10th home run. 6 RBI total of 35. Jumped on that first pitch.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Wells only the second lefty to take Crochet deep all year. The other was Matt Olson of Atlanta. But third inning, Yarbrough got ahead of Devers 1-2. Then hit him with a 2-run lead. Refsnyder slammed one to left center after that. It fell in front of Bellinger, skipped past him. A double put runners at second and third, and Narvaez grounded one to first. Goldschmidt cut down Devers at the plate for a fielder's choice. For a moment, you're thinking, okay, first and second, one out. Can Yarbrough restore order and preserve the lead here? But Romy Gonzalez, an infield single in the shortstop hole. Second hit already in three innings for Gonzalez. Low to the bases, one away. And Toro followed. Dunking a base hit to right center. Cut it to a 3-2 Yankee lead. Station to station for Boston. Bases still loaded for the ice-cold Trevor Story. 0-for-4, couple of Ks last night. 41 strikeouts in his last 104 at-bats, but he's responsible for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
1-0 here. And pitch from Yarbrough. Swing on hit down to third. Off the glove of Reyes. Down into the corner. Devers scores. Make that Romy Gonzalez score. And so does Narvaez, and they clear the bases as Toro comes all the way around. A 3-run double by Trevor Story. And boy, the complexion of this game just changed in a hurry. It's 5-3 Boston.
It sure did, and it was playable for Reyes, but hit so hard. And that's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tudor flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. The story sort of unexpectedly, given Boston a 5-3 lead. Sadon Rafaela followed with a grounder to short. Peraza charged to make the play as Story galloped into third. And Christian Campbell, already with a two-out RBI the inning prior, Campbell with a runner at third, two out, another base hit to right, another backbreaker, nine batters to the plate, five runs on five hits for the Red Sox in the third against Yarbrough, a 6-3 Boston lead. And the Red Sox quickly coming back with vengeance to support their ace, Crochet. Haven't done much of that all year. Crochet's been dominant, but the Red Sox don't score for him. Tonight, a completely different story, a rarity in the overall picture of what the Red Sox and Crochet have done this year. Bottom of the third, Crochet doing exactly what he did to the top of the Yankee order in the first inning. Shutdown inning, 1-2-3. Strikeouts of Goldschmidt and Judge in between got a ground ball from Ben Rice. Just a carbon copy. Six strikeouts through three for Crochet, and four of them, interestingly enough, Goldschmidt and Judge. In the fourth inning, Yarbrough's goal, he bounced back, keep it a three-run deficit at 6-3. But one out, nobody on. He walked Ref Snyder. And Yarbrough whiffed Arvaez, but with two out, Romy Gonzalez already with that double, a single, a two-run scored on the day. Just like the first two ABs, he was once again hunting on the first strike he saw.
Romy Gonzalez having a good night, a double to center and an infield hit. Another right-hand hitter against the lefty Yarbrough, first pitch. Breaking ball swung on, driven deep to left. Backing up Dominguez, running out of room, it's gone. Two-run shot for Gonzalez, having a whale of a night. He's 3-for-3, scored three times, and now an 8-3 Boston lead here, top of the fourth.
And Gonzalez a triple shy of the cycle in the fourth inning, an 8-3 Red Sox lead. But bottom of the fourth, Bellinger behind 0-2 against Crochet, lined a single to right, second hit already. Dominguez throws under the fastball during that at-bat. Yankee hitting coach James Rousen ejected by home plate ump Bruce Streckman, and for good reason, I might add. But LeMahieu continued to swing it well. Base hit the other way. Bellinger to third. Runners at the corners for Austin Wells. Could he do it to Crochet again?
Here comes a 2-2. Pitch swung on. Drilled in the gap in left center field. That will get down. Everybody runs. Bellinger's walking home. Digging for home. And stopping at third is LeMahieu. A double by Austin Wells. Making an 8-4 ball game.
So Wells now responsible for half of the extra base hits that lefties have had off Garrett Crochet this year. He has two out of the four that Crochet's surrendered all year to left-hand hitters. And not only a much-needed answer there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're an 8-4 Boston lead, but second and third one out. Pablo Reyes' ground ball to short could make it a three-run ball game again. So 8-5 Red Sox on top. And the most earned runs Garrett Crochet has allowed all year. You love that fight. And Peraza smoked a single to left and got Wells to third. third, but Goldschmidt tying run at the plate. He grounded to third. The good news, three-run ball game. Yerry De Los Santos picked up the mantle. Fifth inning through the seventh inning, relieving Yarbrough. Yerry tossing zeros. Capped off by one on, one out in the seventh. Rafael at the plate.
So then Rafaela, bouncing ball to DJ. He'll flip to Peraza, coming across the back. Fires over the first. They get a double play, 4-6-3. That'll do it for the Red Sox in the seventh. That was a thing of beauty. Well done.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Now, that was the good news. Three scoreless for De Los Santos. Yankees cutting it to a three-run game again. The bad? Fifth inning against Crochet on a Rice grounder to the right side. Yankees challenge for possible catcher's interference from Narvaez. They won the challenge, but Judge then struck out for a third time against Crochet. And with Bellinger up, a 3-3-6 double play turned by who else but Romy Gonzalez that first. Having a night. And Crochet, sixth inning, 1-2-3 on just 12 pitches, including his ninth strikeout of the night, fanning LeMahieu on the cutter. So it stayed 8-5 Red Sox into the late innings. But a chance against the Boston bullpen. Former Yankee Greg Weissert, he struck out the side in the seventh, so nothing there. Mark Leiter Jr., a dominant top of the eighth for the Yankees. And former Yankees coming on time after time after time. Justin Wilson, eighth inning, didn't have it. This was the Yankees' chance. He walked Rice on four pitches, fell behind Judge 3-0, pass ball got Rice to second. Wilson rallied to get a fly ball to right from Judge, but Rice tagged up and sprinted to third. Wilson followed four straight out of the zone to Bellinger. First and third, one out. Bellinger stole second for his second steal of the night. Dominguez did strike out for the second out, but DJ LeMahieu digging in. Yankees needed a big two-out hit.
First pitch. Swing on. Hit up the middle. Base hit. Here's Rice. Belly's flying. He's going to score. That throw is airmailed. It's way offline. Digging for seconds, LeMahieu. He slides in safely. DJ LeMahieu ringing the bell. It's an 8-7 Boston lead. Now the Yankees climbing right back here in the eighth inning.
Now from 8-3 to 8-7, and LeMahieu the tying run into scoring position on the throw. Volpe came out of the dugout. Pinch ran for him, but Wilson struck out Wells with a high fastball. It stayed 8-7 Boston. Mattered a lot because the Yankees didn't tie it there. And Ian Hamilton for the ninth. He gave two back. He walked Narvaez, the pinch hitter. Marcelo Meyer, a base hit up the middle. Toro roped a single to left. Loaded the bases for Story. Second time Story was up with the bases loaded tonight, and he made both count. Made it five RBIs with a two-run single. Took away any Yankee momentum. Red Sox 10, Yankees 7, and Boston completed the trifecta of former Yankees to close out this game. Aroldis Chapman, a 1-2-3 dominant ninth inning, and the Yankees dropped the middle game. 10-7, the final. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind, catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship station, WFAN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.